再看罗马书第一章。
We shall turn to Romans chapter 1 again.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1 again.
我们这一次要从十三节一同来读。
Reading from verse 13.
罗马书第一章第十三节。
Romans chapter 1, reading from verse number 13.
我读，读到这个某一段的时候，你们就一同开声来读。
Reverend Tong will read first, and then we'll continue afterwards.
我先读第十三节。
Verse 13.
第十四十五节。
You read 14 and 15.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道。我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。只是到如今仍有阻隔，无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我们读经就到这个地方。
We shall stop the reading of scripture in this place.
我们这一次低头祷告。
Shall we pray one more time?
上帝啊，我已经打开你的话语。
Lord, we have opened your word.
恳求你打开我们每一个人的心。
Pray that you open the hearts of each and every one of us.
因为你的话就是我们脚前的灯，我们路上的光。
Because your word is the light and the lamp upon our path and way.
你就是光。
You are the light.
而且你是吩咐光从黑暗出来的上帝。
And you are the one who enables light to come from
darkness. 你用生命的光照射在死亡阴影下面的人。
And use your light of life to shine upon us who are in darkness.
求主你的大光照耀我们的内心。
We pray that your light will shine in our darkness of our heart.
使我们离开黑暗归向光明。
You leave the darkness and come to the light.
使我们成了光明的子女。
That become the children of light.
使我们跟随我们光明的主。
That also we follow the Lord of light.
使我们结出光明的果子。
That also bear the fruit of light.
使我们可以光照这个世界。
That we can shine upon this earth.
求主给我们力量，兴起发光。
Give us strength so that we shine forth.
为主做见证。
To testify for the
Lord. 照亮着黑暗中间的世界。
And to shine the people.Who are in darkness.
奉主耶稣基督的名求你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
保罗对罗马弟兄、罗马的人说：“我屡次愿意定义到你们那里去。”
Paul tell the people of Romans saying that many times I plan to go to your place.
只是到如今我仍有阻隔。
But until today there's prevention for me to go.
你想想这是个多么痛苦的一个等待。
So he is at his sorrow in terms of waiting and waiting.
时间对等待的人是很苛刻的。
The one who is going to wait time is very cruel.
每一秒、每一分、每一刻每一个小时都是很漫长。
Because every minute, every second, every hour is a long one.
保罗多么愿意到罗马那里去。
How did he desire to go to Rome?
一而再，再而三的遇到了拦阻。
But many times he is prevented.
所以他没有办法成行到罗马那里去。
So he cannot go as he wishes to Rome.
当他真的第一次到罗马去的时候。
When for the first time he went to Rome.
你知道他也是经过多大的痛苦，有陆地的危险，有海洋的危险，千辛万难。
Do you know that he had gone through many difficulties upon the earth and also even in the seaway?
当他如愿以偿的时候，他在罗马就进到监牢两年的时间。
When finally his desire was fulfilled, he was imprisoned in Rome for 2 years.
保罗传道的生活是这样的困难。
And such is the difficulty that Paul has faced in the ministry.
撒旦对的攻击是这么的大。
And the attack coming from Satan is so great.
他受的试炼是这么的重。
And such a great trial that he has gone through.
但是保罗所做的工作已经成了千秋万耶。伟大的一个事迹。
The ministry of Paul has been now remembered for generations and generations.
这个千秋大业影响了千千万万生在世界上的。
And this great ministry has influenced many people who has lived since after.
事实证明，历史上许多最伟大的思想家、最伟大的文化学者、最伟大的神学家、哲学家。都受了罗马人书的影响。
History will tell us that many of the great philosophers, theologians, Christians have been influenced by the Book of Romans.
保罗说：“我对你们欠了债。”
Paul said, "I'm obligated to you."
是他从来没有借过的债。
He has never indebted, borrowing the way.
没有借债，怎么会有欠债呢
？He has not borrowed. How come he is indebted?
因为神给一个伟大的人心中的负担是普通的人所不能明白。
Because what God has given to a one who is has a burden for people.We cannot understand.
我们中国古人说呢，一个伟大的人，一个正人君子，是先天下之忧而忧的。
And also our philosopher in Chinese will say that a one who is a great man will worry before the world worries.
是后天下自乐而乐.
And will feel rejoiced after the world has rejoiced.
这样就表示这些伟大的人他心灵深处有个伟大的感情.
Just to say these great figures, deep in their heart, there's a great compassion.
这种伟大的圣人的感情连先忧先乐
And this is the great compassion of the holy man. There is the order of when to grieve and when to rejoice.
孔子说知其先后则近道也.
And that's what Confucius say. If you know the order, where should come first, where should come later, then you are closer to the word.
一个以天下之安危为己任的圣人.
A one who used the danger and the peace of the world as his own responsibility.
他一定鞭策自己.
He was driving himself hard.
他不能先顾自己的安逸的生活.
Because he will not care for his own peaceful life.
他一定先关怀整个人类的命运.
But he has compassion for the fate of the whole world.
何况神对世界的计划.
How much more is the plan of God to the world?
罗马这个大城.
So this big city Rome.
有伟大的成就.
There are great achievements.
伟大的建筑.
Great building.
伟大的文学.
Great literature.
伟大的军事.
Great military power.
伟大的经济.
And great economy.
伟大的政治的成就,
great political achievement.
这个大的城市里面罪恶也多得不得了.
But this great city also is filled with much sin.
当人到个大城市去玩, 看那些伟大的外表的时候,
so when people go to the big city to visit and to see the outward appearances,
伟大的心灵深处认为他欠了一个债, 应当怎么样帮助这些城的人使他们归向真理.
But the great spirit like Paul feels is obligated to the city and how to bring them to Christ.
所以像保罗就说, 无论是心灵里 人, 无论是话外人, 无论是聪明人, 无论是一座人,
And that's why Paul said that whether it's a barbarian, whether it's Hellenistic, whether it's wise or poor, I'm indebted to them. And last week I expounded three terms. I
believe
wise are those who are intellectual, who are more educated probably.
异作人是那些比较没有受教育也不知道自己不受教育是何等的这一个与别人不同不重要的这种人.
The fools are those who are less educated. Even they themselves do not know that to be less educated is less wise.
这里所讲的话外人就是指那些北方没有受高深文化熏陶那些以身体的强壮作为他们 整个社会的动力的这些的民族.
The barbarians are those in the northern Europe who are less cultured.
但是保罗在这里所讲的最重要的一个名词就是希利尼人.
But the important term that Paul expounded here is that the Hellenistics.
上个礼拜我们已经介绍了希利尼人就是大希腊 泛希腊, 超过希腊, 受希腊影响的非希腊地区, 以及希腊中国起来的那一个大的地区.
And we're expounded when they say Hellenistic are those who belong to the Greece, the Greater Greece, the Pan Greece, and those who are influenced by the Greek culture.
从下意来说,
from a very narrow sense of view,
这有差不多800年的时间受他们的影响.
For about 800 years they've been influenced by the culture.
从广义来说,
from a very broad sense of view,
人类历史几千年没有办法脱离希腊的影响.
And down the history for thousands of years, they cannot escape from the influence of the Greeks.
今天无论是莫斯科, 无论是华盛顿, 无论是纽约, 无论是伦敦, 你看见最漂亮的那些建筑的柱子都是受希腊影响的。
Today, whether it's the Moscow or Greek or Britain or the New York, they're all influenced in their building, into the pillars.
美国国会大厦, 美国白宫那些柱子, 所有的形状都是希腊留下来。
You know, the House of Senate, the great, the government buildings are also influenced in terms of the pillars.
莫斯科大学,
and Moscow University,
甚至你们马来西亚有很多的柱子的形状都是希腊留下来。
Even some of the big columns that you have in your buildings are as a heritage of Greeks.
我们的建筑很少受埃及的影响。
And our building seldom is influenced by the Egyptians.
世界的建筑, 世界的姿色, 逻辑, 都是受希腊的影响.
The knowledge of the world, the knowledge of logic is influenced by Greece.
所以广义的来说, 整个世界历史, 也就成了一个希利尼影响的历史.
In a broad sense, we can say the whole world's culture is the Hellenistic culture.
所以当保罗说, 我欠希利尼人债的时候,
so when Paul said, I'm indebted to the Hellenistics,
他表示了所有在希利尼影响之下的人, 都需要听福音。
Which means all those who are influenced by the Hellenistic culture need to listen. listen to the gospel.
希利尼文化不但是当时人类历史中间到那个时代最高超的思想。
The Hellenistic culture, we can say, reached acme at the time.
希利尼思想也成为整个人类历史中间最富影响性、最有理性观念、对自然探讨研究精神的一个文化。
Even though the world, we know that they are the one that actually study most about natural science and the intellectual culture.
希利尼文化到保罗的时代
，But Hellenistic culture come to the time of Paul,
已经不再注意外界的东西了。
It is no more placing emphasis on what's a turn,
他们转过来注意里面的东西
，by placing emphasis on what's inner.
人不是研究人以外的事物
，man is not studying something which is external.
人的兴趣转移到人研究人是什么
，but return their interest in studying what is man.
人研究人的价值在哪里
，and studying the value of man.
人研究人生的目的是什么
，studying the purpose of man.
人研究人应当有的方向是哪一方
，studying the direction of man.
人应当怎样生活
，and how should man live.
人应当有怎样的道德
，how should man have quite
人道德应当有怎么样的标准
？And what kind of standard we have in our ethics？
应当有哪一种法律
？And what kind of laws we have？
人的法律应当根据哪一种典章才是正统的
？And what kind of basis they have in order to have orthodox law？
希利尼文化在保罗的时代
，So at the time of the Hellenistic culture，
可以说就是人生哲学。非常繁盛的一个时代。
We can say the most prosperous time of the culture of philosophy.
这个智慧是比研究外界的知识更高一层的知识。
And the wisdom is supersede the wisdom to study the external world.
因为你什么都知道却不认识你自己有什么用
？Because if you want to know all things without knowing yourself, then what's the use?
今天的许多人赚了很多的钱，赔上自己的命。
If you want to gain the whole world but to lose your life, what then is the gain?
为了些物质的享受，说谎话，降低。自己的人格
If you want to hold to have a materialistic enjoyment, but you lie and you lower down your personality,
这叫做得不偿失
Which in what you gain cannot compare to what you lose.
所以希利尼人的文化就要思想做人的目的到底是什么
So the Hellenistic culture want to study what's the purpose of being a man.
如果一个人的价值观不清楚
If a man's value concept is not clear,
他的目的一定混乱的
Then his purpose also is confused.
如果一个人把不重要的价值当作是重要的
If one were to deem something which is not important as important,
把重要的又当作不重要的
And what's valuable as unvaluable,
把绝对的当作相对的
As absolute as relative,
把相对的当作绝对的
，and leaving relative as absolute，
他就花上许多伟大的代价去追求那些不值一文钱的东西。
Then he will pay a great price in order to gain something which is not valuable.
到头来呢？
At the end,
他什么都没有
he has nothing at all.
就孤孤单单离开这个世界，在神的面前受审判。
And very lonely, he will leave the world and face judgment before the Lord.
这是何等可怜的事情
And this is so pitiful.
也是我在印尼一个旅馆，一个很漂亮的 Hilton 的 ballroom 里面讲到。
There was one I was preaching in the ballroom of Sheraton.
那一天晚上，全印尼最有钱的人都在那里。
And the richest man came in that hall.
有的人几千公亩的土地。
And also they have thousands of acres of land.
有的有几万公亩的土地。
And thousands of hectares of land.
他们是全印尼最大的发展商。
They are the greatest, most rich.
几个最有钱人坐在那边。
And some of the richest men were sitting there.
那我作为传道的人，我不能讨他们的喜欢。
And as a preacher, I cannot just please them.
我要以神仆人的身份，严肃地警告他们：你这些产业不是重要。
But solemnly, you stand in the position of a God's servant, I would say that your wealth is not important.
你以为你有很多的土地吗
？You think they have much land?
我告诉自己。土地里面生出来以前是别人的，你死了以后也是别人的。
And before you born, you're born, this land belongs to others. When you die, this land also belongs to others.
你小的时候还不是你的。
When you're young, it does not belong to you.
你奋斗成功把它买下来，等有一天你的孩子把它卖出去。
While you struggle, work very hard, and then you earn it, but one day your son will sell them.
所以这几千几万亩的地不是你的。
So these thousands and thousands of this hectares of land does not belong to you.
真正属于你的土地在哪里呢
？Where is the land that truly belongs to you？
就是两公尺。乘一公尺，你的坟墓那个那一块
，two meter wide, one meter, that's a tomb.
那一块才是真正你自己的。
And that tomb truly belongs to you.
而且连那一块也不能保住你自己的坟墓。
And even that tomb, that land will not keep your tomb.
因为如果他们知道你是有钱人，有人一定来开你的坟墓，连你的金牙齿都会挖掉。
Because if they were to know that you're a rich man, they will take away your golden tooth.
这样一个人一生赚了一大堆，结果呢，孤孤单单的死，受神的审判，到底人生的价值在哪？
So in your whole life, you work very hard to earn much money, but lonely, you live and face the judgment of God.
反正死了就不回来了。
Then you die, you never return.
不如活在世界上好好快乐吧。
And rather I live in the world and enjoy myself.
能享受就享受。
What you can enjoy, you enjoy.
能快乐就快乐。
What you can make merry, you make
merry. 能吃就吃。
What you can eat, you eat.
能跑就跑。
What you can run, you run.
能看就看。
What you can see, you see.
能玩就玩。
And what you can play, you play.
能酒醉就醉。
What you can get drunk, you get drunk.
年轻的时候不跳舞，老了谁要跟你跳？
When you're young, if you don't dance, when you're old, who's going to dance with you?
能走的时候不要跑，老的时候躺在床上看人跑。
If you can walk and learn, you won't run when you're old. How would you do that?
当你躺在床上的时候
，When you're lying on the bed,
你动都不能动
，You cannot move.
看见小孩子跳来跳去
，When you see the young people jumping around,
你一跳跳不起来了。
You want to jump, but you cannot jump.
你看每一个小孩子都是神仙，我告诉你。
So we know that every little children is a god.
每一个人都是好像是天使。
And everyone look like an angel.
因为你发现你不能。
Because you know that you cannot anymore.
产生一种理论出来了。
So there's kind of theory that.
人生的目的就是快乐。
That the purpose of mankind is to make merry.
人家追求快乐。
You want to search for merry.
人家享受快乐。
And to enjoy.
所以这样激励你的那第一种人生哲学。
So the first kind of philosophy of the Greek.
就是享乐主义。
That is the enjoyment.
That 真正的享乐在哪里呢
？But where comes the enjoyment?
原先的创办这个哲学思想的人。
Who is the originator of this idea?
他是有良心。
He is have conscience.
所以他说真正的快乐是知足而来的。
He said that true enjoyment comes from contentment.
真正的快乐不是贪欲而来的。
Not that you have a wrong desire.
所以他吃的是面包。
So he eat bread.
他喝的是清水。
Drink water.
他很满足于他所有的现状。
He is contented with what he has.
而且他对别人有产生一个怜悯的心，要帮助那些心灵受痛苦捆绑的。
And to others he has compassion to help others who are being bound in their spirit.
动机好不好？
It's good motive.
好
，of course.
思想对不对
？Good thinking.
不大对
，not too right.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他的宇宙观是唯物论的。
Because his concept of the universe is matter.
他就否定了灵魂。
That's why he denied the existence of soul.
他否定了永恒
，and deny eternity.
他否定了死以后的存在
，deny also the existence of the life.
所以这种文化
，this kind of culture,
到最后历史证明。只能成为人类次等的文化。
Finally, the history but to prove that it's only but a second-class culture.
唯物论的享乐主义
，materialistic view of enjoyment，
不能在人心灵最深的一层里面使人满足。
It cannot satisfy man in that deepest moment in the soul.
因为我们有快乐的时候，我们就享受。
Because at the time when you see your happiness, you enjoy.
但快乐是不能持久的。
But this happiness cannot last forever.
所以等快乐过去了以后
，so when happiness fade away，
我们进入更大的虚空感里。
Then we'll go into the deepest the emptiness.
我们掉到更深的痛苦里。
And for even the sorrow that is deepest most.
所以，伊古罗主义
，so the Epicureanism，
结果就变成了 hedonism， 那些呢无限制的情欲，填满自己里面自私的心，那种很低级的享乐主义。
Because the hedonism was of the lower class that to satisfy their own lust desire.
放纵情欲
，to let loose their lust，
尽量误用自由
，and to mix you。Their liberty.
用各样下等的不道德的方法来满足自己的快乐。
And use which are very mean just to satisfy their own enjoyment.
这是这种理论走错路了。
And that's why this thinking has gone the wrong way.
为什么今天全世界最贪污的国家之一是中国呢
？Why is it today the most corrupt world? One of the most corrupt world is China.
因为是走唯物论嘛。
Because they go the way of materialism.
没有心灵嘛。
There's no spirit.
马克思主义结果就变成最贪爱物质的，因为唯物论。
So the karma will produce those that desire the most metals and materials.
轻看宗教。
They despise religion.
轻看心灵。
Despise the spirit.
轻看灵魂。
Despise the soul.
轻看永恒。
Despise eternity.
为什么现在要对付贪污的人呢
？Why say today must deal with this corruption?
因为已经腐烂到差不多整个垮下去了。
Because it's so corrupt that the whole nation is collapsing.
如果不再抓这些贪污的人的头子来杀头来枪毙的话
，Because if they not kill these people by martial law,
共产主义的政权也不能再保到大概还能存在多久
？The communist power cannot ensure how much longer.
所以为了爱钱一定要处理那些爱钱
In order for having power they must kill for those who love money
这种文化不能长久的
This kind of culture cannot last for long
这种文化只有自动物质
Because they place emphasis only on materialism.
起初的动机是美好的。
The original motive is right.
但是我告诉你，整个马克思哲学的错误，乃是神学性的错误，不是政治学性的错误，不是这个哲学性的错误。
The wrong of the Karl Marx philosophy is not in the philosophy of political wrong, but rather in theological wrong.
This is a theological failure. but not philosophical, ideological, or political failure.
是一种神学上的失败，而不是这个经济或是这个政治或是哲学上失败。
为什么这么讲呢？
Why do we say that?
因为他没有照着神所启示的真理，看见人的罪性是人自己最大的危机。
Because they don't see that Christ of mankind is a sinful nature according to the view of God.
毛泽东只知道帝国主义害我们，把帝国主义打下去，我们就成功了。
Mao Zedong will feel that imperialism has failed us. That's why we must put them down.
帝国主义在哪里？
Where's imperialism?
在英国？
Is it in Britain?
在美国？
Is it in the US?
不是。
No.
就在你我的心里面。
But it's in your heart and my heart.
你跟你的弟弟两个人吃蛋糕，你拿大一点的，小的给他，你就是帝国主义。
Because when you're fighting the cake with your brother, you want a big one, but give a small one to your brother, and that's called imperialism.
帝国主义不在这里，不在那里。
Imperialism is not here or there.
就在罪性里面。
But it's in a sinful nature of man.
每一个国家都可以变成帝国主义。
So every nation can become an imperialist.
当日本打败以后，
after this Japan has been failed,
联合国限制他们，
so United Nations confined them,
联军不准他们建军，
and they cannot establish their own army.
后来呢？
Later on,
因为不建军就剩下一大堆钱发展经济。
Because they do not establish the armed forces, that's why they have money to establish the economics.
要做原子弹要花很多钱。
Because to have this atomic bomb will spend a lot of money.
要做战斗机要花很多钱。
And even with the aircraft.
要做这个洲际导弹要花很多钱。
And also international missile.
既然德国跟日本不必用这些钱建军，他就可以把经济重组，变成世界上的经济大国。
Since Germany and Japan do not have to spend money on this military race, they use a lot of money to establish the economy.
等他们的钱多到太多的时候，你想他不建军吗？
When there's so much money, will you think that it was stop building the economic power? They would.
所以这个世界是没有办法完美的。
So there's no perfection in the world.
我们用各样的办法要拯救，要改变这个世界。我告诉你，那是梦想。
There are many means and ways we try to change the world, but you are dreaming, actually.
我不是说我们不需要积极对世界产生影响和贡献。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't be positive to influence the world.
我是说，如果一个人没有从神所给我们的智慧去看人性，他怎么做过一两代一定失败。
Rather, what I'm saying that you should not use the wisdom of God to see the human nature after one or two generations, you still fail.
所以许多哲学性的失败，根追根究底是神学性的错误。
So many of the philosophical failure actually down the road is the theological failure.
我盼望世界上最聪明的人可以好好听这几句话。
How I hope the most intelligent people listen to this few statements very carefully.
因为像马克思、像毛泽东这些的人，他们从来没有从这个角度看，所以他们的生活到头来还是乱七八糟。
Because Karl Marx never view from this perspective, and that's why when they get to the older age, they are very confused in their life.
这些人的生活都是自
So the life of these people are very fragmentary.
保罗说，以比古罗派的人啊。
Paul said the Epicurean.
你是希利尼人,
you are a Hellenistic.
你是很伟大的哲学的先驱,
you are of the precedents of also great philosophical system.
你是人类人生哲学很伟大的前锋,
and also you are a forerunner of great philosophers.
但是我告诉你,
but I tell you,
你需要福音,
you need the gospel.
这是第一种希利尼文化的派系,
and this is the first school of the Hellenistic school.
第二种派系是什么呢?
And the second,
就有一些人感到不对的,
some feel this is not right.
难道做人不过是 为了追求快乐吗?
Men living in the world only for enjoyment?
快乐从哪里来呢?
Where comes enjoyment?
如果你不讲快乐的先决条件, 只把快乐当作终极的目标来追求, 这是不可能的。
If you're not talking about prerequisite of this happiness, talking about happiness is the ultimate goal, so it's not
possible. 希利尼文化的第二派的思想,
so the second school of the Hellenistic thought,
就是人生的目的不是快乐,
that the purpose of life is not happiness.
人生的目的是为了追求良善,
the purpose of life is to seek for goodness.
只有良善, 你真正得到了, 你就主动地领受了快乐。
It is only when you have the goodness, then automatically you have the happiness.
所以我相信第二种人 比第一种人有更伟大、更深入对人生价值的探讨。
So the second school have a higher and deeper seeking of the man's value in the world.
这一种的文化的立足点就是从道德做基础。
And this kind of culture is standing on the foundation of ethics.
这是人与禽兽不同的地方。
And there lies the difference of man and beast.
禽兽也会找他们物欲之乐。
The beast also find their desire in the physical need.
但禽兽绝对不会产生道德的感情。
But the beast will not have this ethical passion.
这就人之所以为人, 之所以禽兽不同, 最基要的 几个重点里面之一。
So man as man was very, very fundamental different compared with us and the animals.
人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Because man is created after the image and likeness of God.
我们的神是圣洁、公义、良善的上帝。
Our God is a God of holiness and righteousness.
所以人被造而有圣洁、良善、公义的向往。
So we have been created so that we have desire and vision for the righteousness, for the goodness.
这个圣洁、良善、公义的向往，就表示我们潜在在里面有道德的本性。
So the desire for the holiness, goodness, it means we have the ethical nature in us.
一个不谈道德的人还是人吗？
A one who does not talk about ethics, how can he be a man?
一个没有道德功能的人可以被称为人吗？
A one who does not have a functional ethic, how can he be called a man?
为什么一个人违背了所有的道德力，我们把他抓到监牢里面去？
Why is that when a man go against the ethical law, we must imprison him?
因为他不配在人的社会中间害别的人。
Because he is not worthy to harm others in the human society.
每个国家都有司法部，有行政部，有这个立法院。
And every nation has this department of laws and also the implementation of laws and the execution of laws.
And legislative. 那这些的 function 是什么呢？
What is all this function?
就是证明人与法律是不能分开的。
Which means man cannot be separated from the legal system.
而法律存在的目的是做什么呢？
And the existence of law, what's the purpose then?
是控制人的自由。
It's only about to control man's liberty.
这个控制用什么表现出来呢？
How to manifest the control power?
是用宪章的章程里面的明文的原则来规划我们自由的限制。
Which means using the principle of the constitution to limit our liberty.
当我们的自由越轨的时候，
When the freedom has gone about,
这个叫做犯法。
Which means you transgress the law.
这个不就是犯自由？
It's a transgress the law.
是犯法。
Not transgress liberty.
法律是为了约束人的自由。
Because law is to bind our freedom.
但自由被约束还是自由吗？
But freedom when it's being bound, is it still freedom?
这就给我们看见自由的本身应当有不自由的成分来保障自由的自由。
We will see that this freedom, the nature of it must have the non-freedom to protect the freedom.
否则的话，自由跟野蛮就是差不多一样的东西。
If not, this freedom and savage are no different.
自由不是野蛮。
Because to be free, not to mean to be savage.
野蛮不是自由。
And to be savage is not to be free.
自由不是我要做什么我就可以做什么。
Freedom doesn't mean that what I want to do, I can do.
我要做什么我就做什么。
If I can do what I want to do,
这个叫做无理的行动。
Which means that is a very unreasonable action.
这个叫做为所欲为的野蛮。
That is the savageness in doing what you desire.
这个叫做没有文化。
The unculture.
所以没有人可以把自由跟没有文化相提并论的。
So no man can talk about this freedom and unculture in parallel manner.
自由能保障在自由的轨迹之中，就表示自由需要轨道，需要限制。
So if freedom can be bound in the rail of freedom, then it is true freedom.
这样法律就成为自由的限制了。
So law becomes the confinement of our freedom.
而法律的标准从哪里来呢？
And where comes the standard of law?
法律的标准是不是我们共同坐下商量的结果呢？
Does it mean that it is the result of what we discussed together?
不是如此。
No.
虽然有许多人曾经为法律讨论过一些重要的事情。
Even though people have discussed important things regarding the legal system.
但是当还没有明文的法律以前，我们良心的深处已经对我们说，人需要限制，人需要法律。
But even before we have the written legal system down in our heart and conscience, we say that men should be limited in their freedom.
这样除了圣经，就没有一本书清楚告诉我们这是从哪里来的。
So other than the Bible, there's no single book that will tell you where come the origin of all these things.
有当我们研究了罗马书第二章，你就会很清楚看到这一点。
When you study the book of Romans chapter 2, you will understand very clearly on this aspect.
因为在哪里说没有律法的人，上帝已经把律法
Because the Bible says that without the law, man, God has written the law in man's heart.
人的良心就是法律的印证。
And also the conscience of man is the confirmation that there's law.
人的良心就是道德的审判官。
That the conscience of man is the judge of man's ethical heart.
人的良心就是行为的指导。
And also the conscience of man is the guidance of our ethical conduct.
人的良心就是伦理的监察者。
And the conscience of man is the check
to
our conscience.
这是动物所没有的。
That's what the animals are lacking.
当一个人研究人生哲学的时候，
So a man to study the philosophy of life,
他把这一点古迹进去的时候，
and he has actually included this into consideration.
这种文化就是更深入一层的文化。
And this culture is the deeper culture.
保罗说：“我欠希利尼人债。”
Paul said, "I'm indebted to the Hellenistic."
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
希利尼人啊！
The Hellenics.
你们文化中间第二派别,
the second school of your school.
是讲人生与道德的关系,
talk about the life and
ethics. 你们是伟大的,
you are great.
你们是好的,
you are good.
但我要把一些东西加在你们身上,
but I want to add something upon you.
因为我欠你们债,
because I'm indebted to you.
什么意思呢?
What do you mean?
表示这第二派的希利尼人生哲学也是有亏欠的,
which means even the second school of the Hellenic thought also had a shortcoming.
所以现在我要给你解释这第二派的产生,
so,
这第二派的内容, 这第二派伟大的地方在哪里?
So I want to talk to you about the coming about the content or the greatness of the second school.
第二派是从哪里开始呢?
The second school, where does it come from?
从一个哲学叫做 Zeno 开始的。
From a man called Zeno.
Z-E-N-O.
Z-E-N-O.
这个 Z-E-N-O, 他在一个的走廊那里常常演讲。
Zeno, upon a corridor, he was many times giving speeches.
这个走廊就叫做 Store.
It is called Store.
在 Store 的走廊,
in Store's gallery.
所以那些走廊积极常常研讨人生道德责任同人生哲学与良善之间关系的哲学人，后来人家就把他们叫做 Stoics.
These people assemble together to discuss about ethics and also the value of life, and people they don't call them Stoics.
Store 走廊所讲的理论就算 Stoicism.
The gallery of this story, when they speak about this philosophy, is called Stoicism.
所以这就是哲学里面所讲的斯多亚派的哲学。
Stoicism.
这个 Epicureanism, 以比古罗派就是求罗派。
The Epicureans are those who fight for happiness.
而是 Stoicism 就是求善派。
Stoicism are those who seek for goodness.
求罗派的目的是人生的快乐。
The one who look for happiness means that life is only about happiness.
求善派的目的是人生的道德。
And those who seek for goodness seek for ethics.
以比古罗派这个名称是根据创办人以比古罗的名字而定的。
The Epicureans is given according to the philosopher who began it.
史多亚派这个名词不是根据创办人 Zeno的名字而定, 乃是根据那个走廊的地方的名称而定的。
But the Stoic system is not according to the founder, but rather to the place they gather and discuss that Stoic gathering.
那么Zeno所发展出来的哲学是什么呢?
And the philosophy of Zeno,
他说人生不应当邪恶。
He said, life should be of evil.
人与人之间的关系不应当强暴同犯罪。
The relationship between man and man should be something which committing sin.
个人来说,
personally,
偷盗,
if you were to steal,
勉强别人,
and to force on others,
或者对别人的这个侮辱,
to other if you insult others,
这都不应该的,
all these are wrong.
人应当尊重人,
man should respect man.
从社会来说,
from the society point of view,
男女应当是平等的,
and man and woman should be equal.
从整个大的局势来看,
from the whole situation,
民族与民族应当彼此尊重,
the race and races should respect each other.
所以我认为这第二派的思想是很伟大的。
So the second school is great.
从个人,
from as an individual,
到社会,
to the society,
到性别,
until sexes,
到整个国家与国家的关系,
until nation and nation,
这到整个天下,
until the whole world,
应当彼此尊重,
you must respect each other.
这个彼此尊重,
to respect each other,
就产生了不应当有战争的事情吧,
which it produces a thought that we shouldn't have war.
所以这一派的思想呢,
so this school,
一发展出来的时候,
when it is developed,
无形中就变成对整个社会的大审判,
unconsciously become a judge of the whole society.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为当罗马人打败希腊人的时候,
because when the people of Rome has defeated the
罗马人打败叙利亚人的时候,
when they have defeated the Assyrians,
当罗马人打败了弗利加人的时候,
when the Rome also has defeated another nation,
罗马人打败埃及人的时候,
the Egyptians,
他们凭着他们军队的强势,
and according to the military, military power,
就把那些战败过的人把他带到罗马来勉强他们做奴隶。
So they bring the defeated nation's people to be their slaves.
这个奴隶是什么意思呢?
What am I slave?
就是一生一世没有自己主权的人。
Which means for the whole life you do not have your own sovereignty.
他们自从被卖做奴隶以后,
and ever since they've been sold as a slave,
他们整个体力, 他们整个时间, 他们整个生命, 他们整个自由就被别人所掌有了。
Their physical body, their time, also their freedom is being occupied and also by the other.
然后他的主人叫他做什么? 他绝对不可以反抗。
Whatever the master asks them to do, absolutely they cannot go against it.
主人要他做几个钟头, 绝对不可以商讨。
And how many hours the master wanted to do, there's no leeway of discussion.
主人要他受多少的苦，他没有权柄为自己申冤。
But how many the master wanted him to suffer, there's no way they can appeal.
这是人类历史里面最大的悲剧。
So this is the greatest tragedy of mankind.
就是做人而无人权。
So to be man without human right.
做人而无自由。
To be man without human freedom.
做人而没有自己所喜爱的方向、喜爱的工作。
To be man without your human direction.
所以这些人，他们体力越大，身体越健康，他们过的生活就越劳苦。
So the stronger, the healthier they are, the more suffer they do.
他们越健壮，他们的负担越沉重。
The stronger they are, the more burden they should take.
所以当这些失败的兵
，So when these defeated people
被罗马人抓去以后
，Being captured by the Rome，
他们就把他的衣服脱下来
，They strip their clothing，
量量他们的身体
，And to measure their bodies，
他们的手臂
，And how
他们的腿，看看他们多少大。
How big size they are.
他们给他定价钱
，and they fix the price for them.
这个人32万，
那个
瘦瘦的
，those are thin，
2300块
，and maybe $230.
那么把这些人带到市场里面去
，bring to the marketplace，
他们就反抗
，and they resist，
他们一直挣扎
，they want to fight，
因为他战败了，他很痛苦
，because they have been defeated and they feel so suffer.
他们的妻子、他们的孩子还在家乡
，and even their wife, their children are back home.
现在他不能回去
，but they cannot go back home.
他们被铁链链住。
They have been carved.
他一挣扎
，the more they struggle，
他的皮就破得越多
，and their skin have been torn。
他再挣扎
，the more they struggle，
肉就破得越厉害
，and even their flesh have been torn。
血一直流
，and the blood
oozes out。这些人很不甘愿被抓来被掳之地
，they do not want to be captured to be slaves。
一边挣扎一边看见自己的血在哪里流
，when they struggle and see that the blood is oozing out，
他们就骂罗马人
，and they scold the Roman people，
咒诅罗马兵
，and they curse them。
他们每一次咒诅就带来几十次的鞭打
，and every time when they curse they've been。
所以他最后弄到变成一个不敢讲话的人。
So later on, they are tame and without any words.
不敢反抗了。
They don't resist.
挣一扎就打。
Because the more they struggle, they're being whipped.
讲一句就鞭。
And they speak and they will whip.
全身流血。
And they have a blood.
他也没有办法自己的照顾自己的伤口。
So they cannot take care of their own wound.
因为手脚都贴连在那。
Because they're being carved.
所以这些苍蝇啦，这些的动物就爬行在他的身上。
So the, all the insects will crawl upon them.
他们痛。痛苦万分
，so they suffer a lot.
慢慢慢慢，痛苦使他学乖了。
And so because they suffer, they learn to be patient.
乖了以后，他就登山口好了。
And learn to be tame to
好了以后，他不再反抗了。
They do not resist anymore.
他就任命运摆布了。
So they are being taken care only by fate.
他只能想自己的家人，流眼泪，他不能逃走。
So they can only think of their own country and their own people, but cannot run
away. 他只能任怨自己的命是这样痛苦，没有办法来出头。
Can only blame their own life.
然后罗马人就把他带到市场那里去。
So the Roman people will bring him to the marketplace.
健壮的人
，He who is strong，
一天可以做18个小时。
He can work for 18 hours.
你可以叫他耕田。
You can ask him to plow the land.
叫他拿重的东西。
Carry heavy things.
你可以叫他盖房子。
And also can build houses.
还有这样的技巧，这样的技巧，这样的技巧。
He has such a skill.
他讲话，他行事都有才能。
Whatever he say, he speak, he's a talent.
这个人这几十万。
He needs thousands of dollars.
那里将军来了。
And when the general comes,
在那里看
，look at him.
这个人对我家会有什么帮助
？What have we can for me?
这个人对我拿重的金屑有怎么样的可能的帮助
？To my also my weapon, how can he help?
对我的田地，为了对我的产业盖房子有什么帮助
？To my land, to my property, to my house building, how can he help?
出价25万。
And then they pay the money 25,000.
另外一个人是32万。
320,000。
一个人是40万。
40,000。
还有没有
？Any more？
还有没有
？Any more？
结果最有钱的人来了。
The one who beat the most, the rich man.
我需要这样的人。
If you need such a person，
我出80万。
I want to give 800,000。
钱给谁呢
？Who get the money？
钱给那些市场里面背后的老板。
And the boss who is behind the marketplace。
不是给这个人
，not to give to the slave，
也不是寄回给他的家
，not to send back to their own people。
他的妻子就等丈夫回来，永远没有消息。
But the wife is waiting for the husband to come, but forever they will have no news。
像活的寡妇一样
，that's a like a live widow。
孩子们像活的孤儿一样
，and also the children are the alive orphan。
爸爸永远不回来
，the father never comes home。
他们不知道他的父亲。
They don't know that their father.
从前做军长
，in the past they are generals.
从前做将军
，and they are generals.
现在在仇敌那边
，but now in the enemy's hand.
做牛做马做奴
，but they are cows and slaves.
有一个哲学家讲这句话
，a philosopher said this statement.
是从什么时候开始
Where did it come?
怎么人变成别人的产业呢
？That people become properties of others.
人的产业变成是人。
And properties of men become men.
这是何等悲惨的事情
！Such a tragedy.
所以斯多亚派的哲学家
，The Stoics，
人间不应当有奴隶的制度。
That in our world there shouldn't be slavery system.
因为这是不善的行动。
Because this is very unkind.
这是不应该的行动。
This is not right.
我们只可以出牧，我们只可以劳役劳苦。加在那些这个称牲畜的上面，不可以把这种劳苦加在人的上面。
We can only labor those who are animals, but not men.
我们应当把人当作人来看待。
But we must deem man as man.
第二
，second，
男人不可欺负女人。
So the man shouldn't bully.
你不可以因为你的体力大，把他们比你更衰弱的女子，把她当作你欺负的对象。
It shouldn't be because you're stronger physically, you want to bully the weaker sex.
因为最伟大的人都是从比较弱的女子生出来的。
Because even the most strongest man is born, given birth to by the ladies.
所以当你要欺负女人的时候，你要知道你喜欢你母亲从前给人欺负吗
？So if you bully the ladies, you want to think, do you want to mother to be bullied?
不应当有主奴之间的制度。
You mustn't have the master and the slave system.
不应当有男女之间的歧视。
There shouldn't be the despise between man and woman.
不应当有种族之间的轻看。
And shouldn't be the despise between races.
不应当劳役那些还没有长成的童工。
So we shouldn't enlabor those who are the children.
如果打仗是不能避免的。
When war is unavoidable.
那么那些战败的俘虏。
And the defeated slaves.
你应当给他人的待遇。
Give them the treatment of a man.
不可把他当作奴隶。
Do not deem them as slaves.
所以这些思想
，So this type of philosophy thinking.
道德观念的
，Have ethical base.
有良心的这个支持的
，With a conscience support.
是有人性的
，With a human nature.
所以呢，一下传遍罗马帝国。
So it preached the whole city of Rome.
人生的目的是追求良善。
That the purpose of life is seek for goodness.
第二种的西利尼的人生哲学。
So the second school of thought of life for the Hellenistic school.
这个叫做斯多亚派的、
The Stoicism.
The Stoicism is so great.
斯多亚派是伟大的，
很伟大的。
Great.
所以这个思想呢
，So this school of thinking
影响了罗马帝国许多阶层里面的人
，influenced many of the levels of society of the Rome，
上至最高的皇帝
，When it goes to the emperors，
直到伟大的思想哲学家
，And then also to the philosophers，
到最低最低的这个奴才
，Now to the lowest class people，
都有很多的人在看他们的书
，They read their books。
罗马帝国有个皇帝叫做 Marcus Aurelius，
Marcus Aurelius was the Caesar of Rome。
这个人做罗马凯撒大帝的时候
，When he was the Caesar of Rome，
他说读的就是以毕古罗哲学的书。
What he read is the Stoic philosophy。
不但如此
，Not only so，
他自己是一个皇帝，又自己做了一个哲学家。
He was an emperor at the same time he was a philosopher。
这是罗马帝国历史里面绝无仅有的一个例子。
So he is unprecedented in the history of Rome。
这个人是伟大的
，He is great，
因为他有政治权柄
，Because he has political power，
他有智慧的本钱。
He also had a capital of
wisdom. 这就是有勇有谋，双方的智都集中在一个人身上的。
So he has a bravery at the same time he had a wisdom upon one person.
秦始皇是有权柄没有智慧的人。
The Emperor Qin has the political power without wisdom.
孔子是有智慧没有权柄的。
Confucius has the wisdom without the military power.
权柄与智慧
and a power and wisdom
连在一起的时候
when it comes together
社会才有秩序
then there will be order in the society.
权柄与智慧
so when the power and wisdom
没有接连的时候
before they come together
社会就有混乱
then there will be chaos in the society.
这一句话是2350到2400多年以前柏拉图讲过的话
It's spoken by Plato 2400 years ago.
When power and wisdom do not meet, there is a chaos in the society.
当权柄跟这个智慧没有结合的时候呢，在社会就有混乱。
你看到了没有
？So you see,
印尼的情形
，in Indonesia
一样的
，the same.
任何一个时代
，any age,
当有智慧的人没有权，有权柄的人没有智慧。都是社会的危机。
When a wise man do not have the power, when he who is powerful without wisdom, there will be chaos in society.
Marcus Aurelius,
Marcus Aurelius,
这个皇帝,
this emperor,
他是有智慧,
he has the wisdom,
又有权柄的人,
he has the power.
但是后来他做皇帝,
but later on he suffered much in being an emperor.
因为罗马的国会要皇帝去打仗,
because the Senate of the Rome wanted the emperor to fight.
一面打仗, 为国争勇,
so he's fighting for the glory of the nation.
破战国土,
and also he expanded the land.
一方面良心不平安, on the other hand, 杀死很多人,
the conscience is pricking him because he killed so many people in the war.
所以又要做王, 又要做哲学家, 是命定很苦的,
so to be emperor and sometimes to be a philosopher, you are predestined to suffer.
我严格地说起来,
but in a strict way,
从 Marcus Aurelius 以后,
after Marcus Aurelius,
罗马的国势就慢慢地衰下去,
and the nation of the Roman declined.
当然最重要的原因,
the most important reason is,
不是因为注重道德就不能执行王权,
it is not because you emphasize on ethics you cannot execute the power of a king.
刚好相反的, but